Zakt Gemara, if a woman tells the shliach, bring me my get, and the shliach then tells the husband, your wife told me to accept the get for her. And the husband then says, go to the shliach, do whatever she said to do. Rav Nachman, the name of Rabbi, Rav Huna, the name of Rav, said, even when the get reaches a woman, she's not divorced. So presumably we can learn from here that the husband bases his instruction on what the shliach said, because if he bases it on what the woman said, then she should become divorced when the get reaches her. Rashi said, there's no raya. If the case discussed was the reverse, where the wife told the shliach to be a shliach l'kabbalah, and the shliach said he's a shliach l'alocha, and the husband then told the shliach, this get is for you, like she said, and on that case, Rav Nachman would have said that she's divorced as soon as the get reaches the shliach, then that would be a proof that the husband instructs based on what the woman says. Or if Rav Nachman would have said that she's divorced as soon as the get reaches her hand, that would prove that he holds that the husband instructs based on what the shliach says. However, in our case, since he says she's not divorced at all, it must be because he holds the shlichus becomes batel, because the shliach said he will be l'kabbalah and not l'halocha. Not lehoi locha. Rav Huna Bechiya asked, our Mishnah says if a husband tells a shliach, accept this get from my wife, or take this get to my wife, he may retract the get. This suggests that if he does not retract, it's a valid get. However, this shouldn't be, because the husband does not have the ability to make a shliach l'kabbalah. Rather, it must be that we say that once he has decided to divorce her, we assume that he means to do whatever needs to be done to divorce her, and he therefore means to make the shliach in the whatever capacity necessary. If so, the same thing should be said in our original case. So why does Rav Nachman say she's not divorced at all? Mara says the cases are very different. In the case of the Mishnah, the husband knows that he cannot make a shliach l'kabbalah, and therefore he intends to make him shliach l'alocha. However, in the case of Rav Nachman, he's given erroneous information, and as such is mistaken as to his instruction. Therefore, she is not divorced. The Gemara Rava said, the Mishnah says, if a girl who is a minor says to a shliach, accept my get for me, it's not a get until it reaches her hand. Now, this means that when it does reach her hand, the get is effective. However, since the husband does not make the shliach a shliach l'alocha, she should not be divorced. Rather, it must be that we say that what? That once he has decided to divorce, so we assume that he means to do whatever needs to be done in order to divorce her, and he therefore means to make the shliach in whatever capacity necessary. If so, same thing should be said in our original case. Why does Rav Nachman say she's not divorced? Whereas the case, again, are very different, like we said before. In the case of the Mishnah, the husband knows that a katana cannot make a shliach l'kabbalah, and therefore he intends to make the shliach into a shliach l'hilocha. However, in the case of Rav Nachman, he's given erroneous information, and as such is mistaken as to his instruction. Therefore, she is not divorced. In fact, my bride says, if a wife told the shliach, bring me my get, and the shliach tells the husband, your wife told me to accept the get for her. Or if the wife told him, accept my get for me, and the shliach tells the husband, your wife told me to bring the get to her, the husband gives the get to the shliach and says, take it and give it to her, or be kind of it for her, or accept it for her, the husband may still retract the get, but once it reaches her hand, she is divorced. Now, presumably the husband's response of accept the get or be kind of the get is where when the shliach told him that he was there to accept the get, and the husband's response of take the get to her was in response to the shliach, who said that he was there to take the get to the wife. This refutes Rav Nachman, because we see that she does not become divorced even in this case. Mara said no, the response of accept it was to the shliach, who said that he was supposed to take it to her, and the response of take it to her was said to the shliach, who said that he was there to accept the get for the wife. Therefore, it's different than Rav Nachman's case. In fact, if this is the case, then when the husband says accept it, the wife had truly also said accept it, so why is she not divorced until it reaches her hand? Mara said it must be that the husband instructs based on what the shliach says. From his in Rav Nachman's case, the husband says this is for you as she said, but in the Braisa over here he said accept it. That's the difference. A Braisa says if the woman told the shliach accept my get, and the shliach tells the husband your wife told me to accept her get, and the husband responds by saying take the get and give it to her, or be kind of it for her, or accept it for her, he cannot retract the get. Rav Nosson says where the response was take it and give it to her, he may retract it, but in the other cases he may not retract it. Rebbe says in all these cases he cannot retract the get, but if he tells the shliach, I don't want you to accept the get for her, rather take it and bring it to her, that's the case where he can retract the get. In fact, Rebbe seems to be saying the same thing as Tanakama. So two truths. One is he's teaching us the case of where he says, I don't want you to accept the get. Number two is the price that Tanakama is teaching, that the Tanakama is Rebbe. In fact, according to Rebbe Nosson, if the husband said, Heilach, this get is for you, is that the equivalent of him saying Bikoina or not? Is Heilach Kizchidami or not? Our Mishnah said, if the husband tells someone, accept this get for my wife, or take this get to my wife, if the husband wants, he may retract the get at any time before it reaches the hand of his wife. However, if the wife told someone, accept the get for me, then once that person received the get, the husband may no longer retract the get. Presumably the case is where the husband said Heilach and follows Rav Nosson, and we see that Heilach is like saying Bikoina. The Mara says that's not a proof, because the case may be where he said Heilach, take the get to her, and maybe following Rebbe, and this is not approved to Rav Nosson. Mara tries again. Our Mishnah said that therefore, if the husband tells the wife Shliach, that he does not want him to accept the get for her, but instead wants him to take it to her, the husband may retract the get at any point until it reaches the hand of the wife. This suggests that if he did not say, I don't want you to accept it for her, he would not be able to retract the get. Presumably the case is that the husband told the shliach, heilach, and follows Rav Nosson and proves that it's the equivalent of saying bikoinim, where he says, no, not a proof. This case may be where he said, heilach, take it to get to her, and is following Rebbe, and there's no proof to Rav Nosson at all. In fact, my Rabbi says, if a husband tells the shliach, heilach, this get to my wife, he then may retract the get. However, if he says, heilach, this get to my wife, he cannot retract the get. Rav Nosson now is the one who says that by heilach, he may retract. So this Braisa has to be following him. And the Braisa says that by heilach, he may not retract. But still, according to him, saying heilach is keschida mishma mino. Zakmar Ravait, if a woman told the shliach, accept the get for me, and the shliach tells the husband, your wife told me to accept the get for her, and the husband responds, take it and give it to her. Rabba, the name of Huna, the name of Rav, said the person becomes a shliach of the wife to accept the get and of the husband to deliver the get. And therefore, if the get was never delivered to her, it's a suffic get. In fact, should we say that Rav was unsure whether heilach is the equivalent of schi, which is why he says that it's a suffic? I mean, it can't be, because we find that Rav says that if a person tells a shliach heilach some money to someone else because I owe him that money, he may not retract. We see that Rav holds that heilach is the equivalent of saying bikoina. Rav says Rav is unsure. Though if in the case of money is meikel and says it's as if he said bikoina, in the case of iser gittin, he says that it's not. Rav says a woman may not make a shliach l'rabbala to accept a get from her husband's shliach l'hilacha. And Rav Chinin says that she may do so. What's Rav's reason? So either because the husband would view this as an insult and would be mevatel l'shlichis, or maybe as a gzeir for a case where the husband put the get into someone else's field, which was then bought by or gifted to the wife. In that case, she's clearly not divorced because the husband has not given the get to her. He doesn't even put it into her own property, since at the time he put it into that property, she didn't own the property. So this is similar, where he's giving it to her, his shliach, giving it to her shliach, which didn't exist before then. The difference would be, between these reasons would be, where the wife made her shliach before the husband made his shliach. In that case, there would be no need for the gzeira, because her shliach existed before his shliach. It's not like the field that came later on. But it still may be viewed as an insult if that reason is still an issue. Mar says, a man sent a get to his wife with a shliach. When the shliach reached the wife, she told him, let it remain by you, meaning you become my shliach l'kabbalah. Rav Nachman said, if I would know that the halacha follows Rav Chanina, I would say that the woman is divorced. Rav asked, even according to Rav Chanina, she should not be divorced, because this shliach cannot go back to the husband as being his principal, because he is now a shliach of the woman, and the shliach that can't be go back to the principal is not effective. They asked this question to Rav Ami, and he said this makes the shliach's bottle. They sent this question to Rav Chiya bar Abba, and he said, we have to consider this to be a suffix whether or not she is divorced. Mar says, a maisa, the woman named Nafosa, and the witnesses mistakenly wrote the get to Tafosa, wrong name. Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marsa, the name of Rav, said that the witnesses did their duties by writing the get, and therefore are not charged with writing a new get, even though the earlier one was ineffective. Rabbi said they were instructed to write an effective get. They didn't do so. Therefore, they still have that original charge to write a new and effective get. Rabbi said, had they written an effective get but lost it before giving it to her, they would not be allowed to write a new get because they did what they were charged to do. Rav Nachman said they were charged with delivering the get to her, and they didn't do so. Therefore, they may write a new get even in that case. Rava asked Rav Nachman, what if the husband said to them, write a get and give it to the shliach, and the shliach then lost the get? Do we say that they have done their duties and therefore have no authority to write a new get, or do we say that the husband only said to give it to a shliach to save them the bother of delivery, but in truth they had the authority until she actually gets the get? So Ravina added, what if the husband also said, write the get and give it to the shliach and let him bring it to her? Does this mean that they have authority until it's actually given to her? Teiku b'leib tashayla. Mishnah ended off of Shimon Gamliel Oimer Af Hoy Meres Toili Gite V'Chulu. A Braisa says, if a woman tells her shliach, take my get for me, or lift my get for me, or let my get be in your hands for me, these are all verbiage of making the shliach into a shliach lekabala.